It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
They told me to advertise on the air. Well, any program that smells like the one you people just put on needs the air. And you think I'm going to continue paying you? This is radio. I try to put on a program, and the manager himself lets in tourists to gape at us like goldfish.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Hara Show.
I was just enjoying the tape.
Uh-huh. Big moment coming up on the show. I'm very, very excited. We're going to play the spy game here in a second. But before we do that, we have some very significant business to take care of.
TCB.
We're about 2 minutes late. But Beth Ann, where's my envelope? Beth Ann.
So we have a very important envelope to open right
She's
now.
She's got the envelope.
Yes, she does.
What, you don't have it?
I had it in my thing, but then she... What's that?
I handed it to you in our meeting.
Where is it?
Really, it's not upstairs, is it?
I don't think so.
No, I'm just kidding. It's right here.
I was hoping you'd go further.
I know. I didn't want
to. At least make Peter run
upstairs.
You know
why? I'm responsible to the listening audience.
That's right.
And they've waited almost 2.5 minutes to start with.
You should have at least made Peter run upstairs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Tomorrow,
yes,
we are going to be giving away, along with True TV's new show, Black Gold, $5,000 in free gas from 3 till 5.
Whoa.
But that gasoline, ladies and gentlemen, will only be given away at one particular gas station. And now,
Mike,
I hold in my hand the envelope.
What station is it?
Let me see, Rob.
I'll bet it's in this envelope.
It's in the envelope here. It says, open at 5 p.m. Well, I'm a little late.
Under Funkin' Wagnalls porch.
Now. Close enough. That's some envelope.
My God, it's in Iran. No, I'm sorry. Wait, here it is.
What is it?
All right, tomorrow from 3 to 5, $5,000 in free gas.
Yes.
At the 7-Eleven, 259 Durwood Circle in Rockville, Maryland.
Classic Rockville.
That is the 7-Eleven, 259 Durwood Circle, Rockville, Maryland. Tomorrow, 3 till 5, we will be giving away $5,000 in free gas for you. And listen all day tomorrow because the junkies start giving away the free gas on their show.
Yeah.
And we'll be giving away, you know, hundreds of dollars of gas all day long. It's very, very exciting.
Have a close proximity to where we used to broadcast?
It's Rockville. It's probably,
yeah, it's probably
close.
Just
I'm
off
not
the
sure.
Pike,
it's
7-Eleven,
259 Durwood Circle, Rockville, Maryland. They're the ones that are coming to the party tomorrow. We're excited about this.
This is awesome. Who couldn't use free gas now?
Who doesn't want free gas?
I want free gas.
Stick it to the man.
Yeah.
Free gas tomorrow.
Yeah.
Freedom five.
Yeah.
All right, let's
bring
play
in the envelope,
game. Thank you very much, Beth Ann. I appreciate that. All
good
right, guys,
job.
You ready to play spy games?
Let's do it.
All right, this is the way this is going to work. We're giving away so much. It's just constant generosity
we
on the show.
We give and give and give to you people.
We're like a fence.
We're going to play spy games right now, running, put you in the running for one of two new iPhones we have to give away. The funniest spy story, the one we like the most,
most
the one
intriguing.
We enjoy, the most intriguing. You will get a Get Smart Mike O'Mara Show prize pack. When were you a secret agent? Brought to you by the movie Get Smart, starring Steve Carell and Anne Hathaway in theaters this Friday. Are you guys ready for your spy stories?
Yes, please.
Now, we talked earlier. Buzz said he's never really done it. At least he doesn't remember that. I've talked about I've been a regular spy.
Uh-huh.
And Rob has spied on his kids a couple of times, but in a cute way, which means I'm the only truly paranoid one here
exactly.
That is actually legitimately spied on people that I loved and cared about. All right, let's start with Robert from Spokane, Washington. Robert, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Tell us all about your spying tale.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you, Robert?
I am great. How about you guys?
I'm doing great.
Doing well.
We're ready to hear your tale of intrigue and espionage.
Really, if anything, this has got to at least be a Michael Mara shirt. So,
aren't
you incredibly confident without even telling your story? You're thinking, are you negotiating with me, sir?
No, not at all.
How
all
about right. now, Mike, from now on, the listener should determine the prize they should get before the story.
How about $1,000 just for telling us the story, Robert? How would that sound to you?
I just fainted. That's
how about
fantastic.
$1,500 just for calling?
How about we give you a gazillion, zillion, zillion dollars? Nothing's going to happen unless you tell us a story we enjoy.
A good one.
Understood.
And so, really, this is one of those contests, you know, where we really have to go through lots of callers, Robert. Mm-hmm. So the fact is, being in the leadoff spot, which is no fault of yours,
Robert,
it's a little difficult.
We're losing daylight,
isn't it, Robert?
Come on, Stain.
So,
Robert, hold on a second. You know, we do, because we have after that announcement all the time in the world, gentlemen. I have to ask Robert. Robert, are you married?
No.
Have you ever been married?
I have been married.
Are you an only child?
Yes, I am.
Yep.
Shocker.
Saw it coming down the pike.
There it is. Mm-hmm. All right, now, Robert, do you think we could possibly hear your spy story?
My spy story consists of an old roommate that at the time my wife and I had many years ago. And we had a little porn collection that we had hidden in our little closet. And the roommate did what he did, and we just had a roommate and just come and go as we left it, you know, please and everything. And I started noticing that the porn was being shifted around. My DVDs were being shifted. And I had, at the time I was married, I spoke to my wife and said, hey, you know, are you checking out these videos on your own or what's going on? And she said, absolutely not. So,
am I the only one? What do you think, fellas?
It seems to be taking a while to
get
to the
point. We put you on
a
time limit. Robert, is there any way that you could perhaps edit the story, abbreviate it, and just get to the point?
Absolutely. We took a video camera.
How dare you ask me for a T-shirt?
Demand a T-shirt.
He demanded one at the beginning. That got us off to the bad start right there. What's the long? Did you hide in the bushes? Did you put a camera in the attic? What did you do, please?
We put a camera. We put a camera in the bookshelf, and we took some tape and put it over the red light and found out that it was the roommate that was looking at the porn, and there's stuff that was being recorded that is not for a national TV.
Now, are you saying that this is a roommate who looked at your porn but also recorded people in the house? Is that true?
No. He was looking at our porn, and we weren't sure. We wanted to make sure that he was sneaking through our stuff.
All right, Robert, I'm going to put you on with a much nicer person than me. His name's Buzz Burbank, and he's just been super giddy since this Buzz Babe
Robert
thing took off. And he'll talk to you a little bit because I'm frankly running out of patience.
Let me try to translate this into English with you, Robert. Are you saying that your secret video camera caught the guy pleasuring himself to your porn?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
What do you think, boys?
It's a fine story, but who had the time to get to it? He shouldn't have required Buzz's assistance. I think
true.
Be
That's a negative for Rob. Buzz Burbank, what do you think?
I'm going to have to go with you fellas and say no.
I'm terribly sorry, Robert. It was not the funniest story today or the most intriguing. But,
get bent. But
you know what? We do appreciate your participation, and I wish I could give you a T-shirt, but we're running short on them. Thanks so much for the call. Let's go to our next spy story. This is, I believe, Arte. Is this the name, Arte?
Yeah.
Arte from Virginia.
Sure.
Whereabouts in Virginia calling from, Arte?
Sandy Lee.
Arte. All right. Tell us all about Arte. What kind of name is Arte?
Yeah. It's a short form of my name. That's why I go by that name.
What kind of name is it?
What kind? My name is Raghu, but I go by RK.
Are you from India or Pakistan or somewhere like that?
Yeah.
Is your spying story have to do with a federal government building?
No.
Oh, that's a relief, RK.
Okay, good.
We could do some good today, couldn't we?
So I was scoping out several of the major military installations.
Get that number!
Arte, we're kidding, of course. We're all friends in the common family of man. You understand that, right?
I like your show.
I love you, Arte. Tell us your story of spying, please.
For an intrigue.
All right. I was a bachelor living in a big apartment complex down in Houston.
Yes.
There was one security guard. He was taking care of the apartment. And as a part-time, he would spy on families.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like how would he spy on the families?
Oh, he was a private agent, and people would contact him, and he has his phone number listed, everything. And
did he hide a camera?
Hold on. Arte, we'll come right back to you. Hold on for a second, okay?
He had a
camera. Am I the only one feeling like I have to put, like, Q-tips in my ears today? I am having difficulty understanding. What is he saying so far?
This one I'm actually not able to translate. I can't do it.
Yes, Buzz!
He lived in an apartment in Marrakesh or some other place. And there was a security guard that had a video camera in his turban.
No, you're lying.
It was something like that.
All right, Arte, continue with your story.
In clear, unaccented English.
Yes. And slow down, Arte, okay?
Okay,
nice and slow so we understand what you're saying.
Okay. I used to live in this apartment complex.
No, you're still Arte.
Skip that part.
You're racing too fast. We want you to just slow down a little bit. Okay.
Okay. I'll try.
There you go.
In the apartment complex that I lived, there was a security guard.
Yes.
And along with his security duties, He was a private agent.
What kind? Like to basically stake out people that might be having affairs and things like that.
Yeah.
So he's a private eye. All right. So he's a private investigator.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And he had a girlfriend that worked in the same store inside the complex.
Okay.
There was a store inside the apartment complex.
Same building.
Yes. In the same complex.
Welcome to, this is called When You Were a Secret Agent. Welcome to the United Nations, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Arte. And so what did he do when he was, did he spy on his girlfriend?
No, he, except for his girlfriend, he spied on other people. But his girlfriend was banging everybody.
His girlfriend. Now we're talking.
And that's what he found out, huh?
Very nice. His girlfriend was banging everybody. And he found out because he was a private eye?
No, he never found out.
What's the story? What is the point?
The point is that he was spying on other people's for money.
Uh-huh. Other people's for money, yes.
Right.
Yeah, but he was not spying on his own girlfriend.
And she was banging the world.
Yes.
And how did you let's bring her in. She loves it.
RK.
She loves my pain.
You've made a
she
friend.
She loves my pain.
With Beth Ann.
Let's bring her in. Beth Ann loves your story.
She loves it.
Be the winner, Arte. You might have won an iPhone because Beth Ann thinks it's the effing funniest thing in the world.
Here's a question. Will you entertain a question?
Look at her. Beth Ann, well, let's let Beth Ann get her breath before she has a heart attack.
I want to go back and listen.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
What, did you just show up to laugh?
Yes, sir. She just likes my pain.
Beth Ann will hang up and listen on the
air. All right, so.
Arte, did you bang the girlfriend?
No.
Could you have?
What's that?
What?
Could you
have?
My roommate used to bang her.
Yeah. Oh, your roommate banged her.
Okay,
and
cool.
was the girlfriend hot?
Kind of.
Let's go around the room. First, Rob Spiewak, is this the funniest spy story you think we're going to get today?
The funniest?
Well, you know, here's the way it's going to work. You know how it always works with these games. Mm-hmm. If you think he's got a chance.
Can we put him in the finals?
You really think he should be in the finals?
Based on his accent, yeah.
Okay. Rob Burtz votes yes for finalist for Arte. Buzz Burbank, what do you think?
You're
not voting.
Despite problems in translation, it's a pretty good story, so I'll go along with that.
I say no, but I'm overvoted here 2-1. Arte, you are going to the finals, okay? Mark him as a finalist, Beth Ann. Congratulations, Arte.
Beth Ann's big day.
Thank you, Arte.
If he wins, I'm jumping off the building. All right, let's go to
He won't win.
Susan in Manassas, Virginia. Susan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Tell us your spy story.
Okay. A couple of years ago, my son was still in high school. He's out now, and he and his friends, actually, they still call me FBI Mom. Mm. Because, Mike, you're not the only one. You know, we as parents, we sometimes have that intuition. You know, we know when stuff's going on.
Yeah, and especially with a high school student, sometimes you're saying, hey, want to check it out? And you certainly wouldn't be the first parent that's spied on the kid. How did it happen?
Yeah, right, yeah. You know, they're 17, and one of them calls me up and gives me one story. Then 10 minutes later...
Now, when you say that, you're talking about two kids now. Which kids are we talking about here?
Oh, yeah, okay. My son, I'm trying not to say his name.
Okay, wait a minute. Was your son and his friend?
Yeah, okay. Like his best buddy could be a brother type friend.
Okay. The spoken word, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the art of storytelling that has been lost in America. So so he's got a friend, and and the friend calls your house.
Yeah, the friend calls my house.
And what does the friend say? Susan?
Well, now, you know, it's years ago, so I don't remember exactly what they were saying, but one of them was giving me one story about spending the night over at the friend's older brother's house.
Right.
Okay, I know the parents are out of town.
Okay.
Aha.
So when did you spring into action with your spice?
Well, that was an immediate threat alert.
Okay. Sure. So what'd you do, Susan?
What'd you do, Jesus?
Let's get right to it.
My brain hurts.
What did you do, Susan? Let's get right to it.
Okay. So what I ended up doing, bottom line, was bottom line. I drove over to the friend's house. Uh-huh. Well, they weren't there, and they were supposed to be.
Okay. So then, what happened?
So I turned around, and I turned my lights off.
Yeah.
And I sat out of the light.
Yeah, and then what happened?
They came in.
Yes, and then what happened?
Then they took beer out of their car.
Right.
Went around to the back deck.
Uh-huh.
Somebody started, Johnny, The French.
Oh, you said the name. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, there's so few people named Johnny around here with mothers named Susan.
Oh, come on.
You are so busted.
Lalo Schifrin finished before you.
What's Johnny got? This, get to the point. What happened?
I snuck up to the deck.
Oh, God.
And I caught them smoking pot.
Oh, and wow. Did you bust them right there? Did you jump out of the bushes and say, you'll be sorry, Pee Wee Herman?
Or did you seduce the friend?
I went back to the curb to the front of the house, and I called the other parent, and I said, what should I do? And they were like, I don't know.
You know how you could have really, you know, Siri, and this is what some kids should be punished this way. You know how you could have really punished them, Susan?
Well, I busted them right
No, you know how you could have punished them, I'm saying.
Oh, how's that?
You could have told them one of your stories.
Sorry,
Jesus, thank you very much. We're not going to vote on that, my call.
Don't have to.
Kathy from Bluemont, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Kathy, we're waiting for a wowser bowser of a spy story. Tell us your spy story.
Regale us.
Okay, this is a few years back.
Yes.
I had dated a guy for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I broke up with him.
Right.
And within a week, I started noticing things just different in my house.
Right.
So the telltale sign that a male had been in there, I lived by myself, obviously female, the toilet seat was up.
Okay.
So I put baby powder in my shoes every day, so I sprinkled some on the floor and caught footprints. So I put up a camera.
Oh, now, hold on, because if you tell this story too fast, it sounds like you're suspecting that, like, there's a girl coming over. You're suspecting that while you're gone,
somebody's in my house.
Somebody's in your house, like, maybe trying your clothes on?
No.
But she put down the dust. All right, I'm going to put you on hold and get a clarification from Mr. Burbank, okay? Hold on just a second. I like the story so far, Kathy. Hang in there. It's the art of storytelling. It's gone.
We're having some
people
problems.
Can't do it anymore.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
What is she saying? I'm totally confused.
Here it is in a nutshell. She's a woman who lives alone, but she kept detecting that there was a man in her house.
Fine, she lives alone. That's all I needed to know, that she lives alone.
So
that's
she
fine.
Dusted and set up a camera.
Okay. All right. So you live alone, and you think somebody's been in the house.
Right.
Okay.
And I do live alone.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
One telltale sign somebody had been in there, the toilet seat was up.
Yeah, right. we covered that.
Gentlemen
right.
friends over. So I
what was the gentleman friend? See, you'll throw the gentleman friend over and you digress. What do you mean?
No, I said I did not have it.
Did not have it.
So the toilet seat should not have been up.
Gotcha.
So I usually put baby powder in my shoes, so I left kind of a little dusting of it
right.
In the little on the hardwood floor in the hallway.
Kathy?
And I found footprints.
Yes.
Kathy,
set up a camera.
Kathy?
And caught the ex
Kathy.
In the house.
Kathy? Kathy?
Yes.
Why do you put baby powder in your shoes?
No, I didn't. I put baby powder in my shoes every day because I work on my feet all day, every day.
To absorb the perspiration.
Her feet sweat
exactly.
a lot.
Exactly.
Right? Without the baby powder, Kathy's feet would smell very bad.
Her feet glow.
Probably not.
No, it's more of a glow, Rob.
All right, well, I interrupted. I see I got so fixated. I'm just not familiar with that practice. So you set up a camera?
Yeah, and caught the ex-boyfriend in the house, going in the fridge, eating my food, sitting there in the afternoon watching TV. Obviously, part of the reason I broke up with him was he didn't work.
Right.
And, I caught him. Caught
and
him
and what about the, you said you found footprints with the baby powder.
And, yeah, his male, large male
well, that's
footprints
what,
in there.
That's what made her decide to put the camera out.
Oh. Exactly.
Oh, I get
okay,
it.
Okay, so what's the follow-up? What happened when you confronted him?
Oh, I confronted him, and he denied it 100%.
But you had video.
So I showed it.
That's
so
a good spy story. I'm actually, as low, even though it took a while to get to it and there was a lot of digression there, I'm going to give you a thumbs up. Rob, what do you think? Is she a finalist?
I agree. Yeah, she's a finalist.
All right, that's an intriguing story,
Kathy.
I like
the dusting, yeah.
I like the footprints. That word. I was just fascinated with the baby powder. Let's go to Robert in San Jose. Got time for a couple more of these. Robert, go ahead. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
You having problems with your phone?
No, how am I doing now?
Okay, very good. Tell us your spy story. Quick.
All right, I dated a girl. She was a Catholic school teacher.
Uh-huh.
We had dated for a few months, and we had cardinal knowledge of each other, you know, good times.
As opposed to carnal knowledge, you had cardinal knowledge?
So what did you do, go
absolutely
bird watching
correct.
Together?
A threesome with a bishop.
All right, so you had carnal knowledge. You'd been with her biblically.
Stan Musial.
You'd had sex with her, yes.
I think so.
All right, then what happens?
Okay, so some night we weren't dating. Our schedules conflicted, and we weren't able to spend the night together. Mm-hmm. But after our night activities, I had gone out and played some soccer and had some drink and stuff, and I went down to her house for a late-night booty call.
Did she know you were coming?
Did not, sir.
Okay, all right.
So I drove by her house, but as I drove up, another car pulled into her driveway as I was driving around the corner. Hmm. And she and the young lady, and she got out with another guy, and I was a little bit surprised. So I continued to drive by and went around the corner and stopped the car and proceeded to do the old spy to listen to the front door. So as I got up to her house, I noticed the front porch light and the front light in the front window went out. And as I approached, put my ear to the front door, and I could hear the same noises that I had on my first date with her.
Oh,
and
dear. So she was getting it done, huh?
Well, she was definitely a singing soprano.
Oh, my God. So did you burst through the door and confront them both?
No, I started to laugh and realized that it was time to continue on, and I went back out to the pubs and had a great time.
Hey, and you never saw her again?
Correct, Mundo.
I like that.
Not bad at all.
You just won me over at the end there. You just moved on.
Best telling we've had so far.
Yes, I enjoyed that. I'm going to put you on hold as a finalist. Let's take two more, and then we'll see where we are at the end of that. I like that because you just walked away. Screw her. Mm-hmm. I like that. Actually, he didn't
screw her.
Someone
had to.
Someone else did. Jenny from Ashburn, real quick. Yes,
hey, guys. How
yes,
you
Beth
doing?
Ann. Beth Ann, what? Come here. Come to the microphone. God, I hate that pantomime.
She's whispering,
me
whispering through the door.
Hello.
This is radio. When I have headphones on, you've been in this, and you come in and you go.
Ditka.
What?
Is at 5:30.
Oh, Ditka's at 5. Okay, we got a break. Oh, God. Boy, I tell you this. All right, one more real quick. Jenny from Aspirin, I got to tell this story in 15 seconds.
Okay, I'll tell it.
Go ahead.
My ex-husband was mentally unstable, and he wanted to come visit my young son.
Yes.
So I enlisted three of my friends to go to National Zoo with me and be spies to make sure that I was safe the whole time. So they spent the day behind bushes giving me hand signals and waves and things like that until my son finally spotted one of them and said, "Hi, Uncle Tom," and blew up, busted all of us.
I like that. You know, and you did it in 15 seconds.
Good job.
And guess what?
That's impressive.
Because you did that and that was a good story, you're the winner today. Congratulations.
Hey!
You have won a Get Smart Mike O'Mara Show prize pack, and you are in the running for one of two new iPhones. When Were You a Secret Agent? Brought to you by the movie Get Smart, starring Steve Carell and Anne Hathaway. Jenny, you know what I liked about that? You followed instructions, you listened, and you made your story very clear.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a tough time, but it was funny when we looked back on it.
Thanks so much. We'll put you on hold. Also for Robert from San Jose, Kathy from Bluemont, and also Arte from Virginia. They all get Mike O'Mara Show t-shirts,
yay.
All right?
When is that movie out, Mike?
I have no idea, Beth Ann. It's not here on the card.
It's in theaters Friday.
Oh, yes, Friday, yes. In theaters Friday. Glad I got it all in there.
Let's go.
We'll be back with Mike Ditka right after this. There's too much. My brain is going to explode.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.